Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
All right, besties, what's going on? And welcome to this special episode of Pillows and Beer. Craig and I always say this special episode, but this is actually a special episode. I feel like I'm going to hook you immediately and say that Craig and I's schedules are very different at the moment. We have my little sister, Katie Kroll, here on Pillows and Beer. She is a longtime listener, first-time caller. And what's up, Katie? Say hey to the besties.
Hey, besties.
Katie has in her lap something very interesting, too. She has Harry Potter and the Goblet of Fire.
I do. I'm on a reading kit.
So we told our listeners, we told our besties that I was rereading the third book because you had called me and begun to read all the books for the first time. And Katie's on the Goblet of Fire, which is the fourth book. And it is my absolute favorite book of all time. And I think it's different for me reading it and Katie reading it. Because when I read it, I was like 14. You know, I like had just begun to like girls and like things like that. And Katie hasn't gotten that far into it. So I guess we can't really like spoil things for you.
No, I'm about 208 pages in out of this is going to be the biggest book I've ever read, I think, because it's 734 pages.
But like, I think that Harry Potter is one of those books that you almost can't brag about how big or long that the book is, because it's such like a young teen fiction
it's
book.
So easy
it's
to
so
read.
Easy to read. So like you literally can blow through like 150 pages in you know, like 30 minutes.
Yeah,
and then
really
you're like,
easy.
Oh. But I just think it's awesome that Katie is reading these books. So it all kind of ties in. I mean, this is like my dream come true that our podcast is turning into like a Harry Potter podcast all of a sudden. But, so Craig is not reading them.
Yeah, I saw that.
But he's watching them.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that he's only watched the first two movies. And he had some hot takes on them, and I guess that I want to hear what your takes are. And Nick is gonna help me try to remember what the hot takes are. He thought it was weird that Harry's dad wasn't there when Harry was killed. But in the book, what do they say in the book about
that he's there?
Well, that he
he's in the house.
He just gets kind of killed.
By the way, I do think they talk about it in the movie. I'm pretty sure when Hagrid's telling Harry how his parents died, he says, Voldemort killed your father first and then walked over his body to your mom.
Who was protecting him.
Was protecting
Correct. Him. So I just watched that just to make sure. And I think Craig's wrong again.
I do think Craig is wrong.
Shocker.
Yeah.
Shocker. Now, I guess that we've already done all this. We've already talked about all these, you know, takes and things like that. But which book so far, Katie, out of the three is your favorite?
Okay. First off, I was most excited to read the fourth one.
Well, that's because I've been hyping it
life. I didn't know.
I didn't catch on to what books or what that you loved. Okay, I didn't know any of that. The Troy Wizard Tournament has to be the coolest part of like the whole series. So I've been most excited to read this one.
And it's funny because Craig literally goes, so are there any other like magical schools other than Hogwarts? And I was like,
just wait.
I was like, Craig, so how many movies have you actually seen? He was like, oh, well, like one and a half. I was like, oh my God. Well, we can't even have a Harry Potter conversation until you've watched like
educate
four.
Yourself.
Until you've educated yourself on four. Okay. So the Triwizard Tournament, you're stoked about.
Yeah. But I mean, the third one is obviously my favorite so far.
Yeah, because the first two are like very kiddie, like, you know, you're a wizard, Harry.
I think everyone knows the first two the best, like probably up to the first four the best. I don't think I've seen past the fourth movie. So I'm most excited to start reading the fourth and everything else because then it's an entirely new story to me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know what the Deathly Hallows is. Like, I don't know. I went to the store. I told you. I realized how little I knew.
Yeah, I didn't know what it was either. I was like, Deathly Hallows, Deathly Hallows. But every book, by the way, with, you know, the name of it, I'd pick it up and be like, what the hell is the Order of the Phoenix? What the hell is Deathly Hallows? What the hell is...
I wish I had no idea what the Goblet of Fire was. I bet it would be so good to read this book for the first time, having no idea
what's about to happen.
Let me tell you, it was. Yeah. It was.
Well, I only know some things.
There's a reason why this book has... Why she's the youngest or the richest woman in fucking England.
Yeah.
Like, there is a reason that she is... That these books have just absolutely crushed it. It's so funny that only 25 years later, you're...
No, but I'm doing it.
I know. I know you are. And I'm proud of you because we always talk about, you know, reading books. We're like, we want to, but we just don't.
Well, I'm in a reading phase now, which is great. I'm in a book club.
Yeah.
I just finished The Da Vinci Code.
Oh, you finished that after the Prisoner of Azkaban?
Mm-hmm. So I've read 5 books so far in 2024.
Holy shit.
Is Harry Potter part of your book club or is that separate?
What was that?
Is Harry Potter part of your book club or is that just separate fundraising?
No, separate. So I have to like find time pockets between books. So right now we just finished Da Vinci Code and like, I don't think our next book club is until next week. So I have to finish this 734 page book by Saturday so the family can watch the movie. That's my goal.
I love how Katie is... she set up a movie night for our family for Easter and she's like, okay, you know, in the Harry Potter screening on Saturday, you know, get ready, fam. I don't think that I'm gonna be there, Katie.
On Saturday? Okay, then Sunday night.
Easter night.
Yeah.
Harry Potter night. Wow. Dad's not gonna know what's going on.
No, but he said he'd attend.
No, he won't. That's okay. Okay, okay. So Dad might and our Harry Potter screening. Mom has seen them, or she read them all the same time that I did, basically. And when I bring up things to her,
she doesn't remember it all.
She acts like I'm talking about something she's never heard of in her entire life. I'm like, Jesus, Mom, for someone who's read all these books, you know, I'm like, you don't even know who, you know, like his best friend is. She's like, yeah, I do. That's
I love Rin.
Yeah. Something like that. You're like, oh my gosh, Mom, you don't know.
Robert, I love old Rob.
What are you drinking, Katie?
Limoncello Spritz. It's actually pretty good.
Oh, that's a good question while you guys are both together. So who of the two of you started the tradition of making a cocktail for like the holidays and everything? How did you guys get involved in all that?
That's a good question, too, because we are on cocktail duty for Easter this weekend.
Yeah. I think it was me.
Yeah.
I think that I made the punch that Katie and I made the last.
I think it was pre-Southern Charm.
You made the first one.
It was a Christmas punch. At Aunt Barbara's, you made a Christmas punch.
No.
Yes.
Wrong. I made the exact punch at our house in Kiowa, and we hosted it because Tiffany, our cousin's wife, you know, was kind of making like a checklist. Like, okay, you know, you make this, and you make this, and Austin, you know, we don't trust you with shit, so you're in charge of the punch. Or I mean, you're in charge of like a cocktail. Or maybe I said that I was in charge of a cocktail.
You came up and you were like,
I'm going to make a punch.
I'm making a punch. Okay. And we were like, okay, what's Austin going to make? And he came up with these cranberries. And
so
we were like, there's just cranberries floating in this bowl.
Well, no. So what I did was I froze cranberries in a Bundt cake pan. Nice. So that it was like a ring of cranberry, you know, and then you put it in and then we made the Cheermeister punch, and then everyone loved it so much that we just like kept on making it. So then when we filmed for Southern Charm, we made the holiday Cheermeister punch, and it's my only reel on Instagram that has a million views. Mm-hmm. So I guess we did something.
We've tried to do other drinks. For Mom's birthday, we did the margarita pitcher, but we like double dose the tequila and no one could drink it because it was so strong.
Yeah, but that's, yeah. And like, you know, we wanted to come up with like a Christmas punch and this and that, but there's just so much happening over Christmas and so many cookies being made.
We make cocktails though. We have family friends that come over every Christmas and we do cocktails. Austin and I did a sugar cookie cocktail this year.
Mm-hmm. And then...
God, those things are sweet as hell.
They're
though.
So sweet, but we kept drinking
I almost got
them.
Diabetes.
We kept drinking them. And they're
low-key so gross, but they're so good. It's just like drinking icing.
They're low-key so gross and full of sugar, But yeah, I kept on drinking them. So I was like, you know what? I'm but, you know, but the next morning I'm like,
This year we're going to make, I'm going to do a cucumber jalapeno margarita, but I'm not muddling the cucumbers. I'm going to make juice out of them. So they'd be like bright green.
And my mother just sent us a cocktail of that was a dip. Like a dirty martini.
A dirty martini dip. But I'm not into blue cheese, so that's not for me. And now we're deviled egg people.
We are deviled egg people.
And so the recipes for deviled eggs like every other week.
Well, for those listening, Craig and I are going over our menu now with our chef at By the Way.
And tell me there's a deviled egg on there.
And I am pushing heavily because the old spot, the bar that we took over had this deviled egg recipe and it's got like a little twist to it. And I'm pushing for that hard. Mm-hmm. And Craig was like, what about, French onion soup? But I don't know if we're going to have onion soup. No. It's not one or the other.
It is.
We can have them both on the menu. Why not?
I love a French onion soup.
You ever and one? You like a deviled egg.
I do love a deviled egg.
Okay. So what? So you would order both things at our restaurant.
I would. So would Dad.
And so would Dad. Yeah. So anyways, we're figuring it out with deviled eggs. I fucking love them. They don't love my love handles, but that's okay because they're so freaking tasty.
Or eggs with some mayo. Sometimes I put butter in them.
There is. Yeah. What deviled eggs are we going to make for Easter?
I don't know. We could just put bacon on top, but like, we gotta do something to judge it.
Do you want to talk about being fun employed or no?
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, we can cut, whatever that we want, right? This isn't like a live stream, so like, we can cut me, even saying that.
I'm not embarrassed about it because okay. I know it has nothing to do with my performance.
Right. Okay, so let's give it like a whirl, and then if you don't like it, be like, I got that.
Cool.
Okay, and with that, we're gonna take a quick little break. We'll be right back with some more Pillows and Beer. Welcome back to this week's episode of Pillows and Beer. My co-host today is my sister, Katie Kroll. Arguably funnier than me, but probably not.
Definitely.
Anyways, we've been wanting to have her on the podcast for ages. I wish that Craig was here. She's here for Easter week, and she's probably going to be here a week longer because, fun fact, Katie, for the first time in her life, is fun employed. And I kind of want to pick her brain about that because I wonder if we have any besties out there that like are in the same boat or have been recently and if they did any fun shit during their fun employment. But I think that Katie's fun employment is going to be hanging out at mom and dad's and in Charleston because I didn't know, but she's in town. She got her hair done and now we're going to go out to eat tonight. She's like, I'm just going to crash at yours because don't got to wake up for work. So, Katie, tell us about fun employment.
Well, I guess I'll start with saying that I was with Dad in D.C.
Okay.
And day one, it was a father-daughter trip to D.C. Day one, wake up. I'm doing my makeup. We're going to go to Kyle's school.
Kyle, our sister, yes.
And I get a call from an unknown number in New York, and they typically don't answer the calls. To unknown numbers, so I picked it up.
Oh, they hired out a company to call you.
No.
Okay.
No. But I was off. I was off for the day. And so I didn't see the ominous meeting on my calendar at 10 a.m. So
what did the meeting say?
I don't know. Like, I'd probably catch up or like sync or something like that.
Okay.
5 minutes into the meeting, I'm not joining because I'm putting on my makeup on my trip, on my day off. And I get a phone call and I pick it up and it was like, hello, this is the head of HR. I knew it. I immediately texted my group chat and I was like, they're doing it. They're firing me right now. Well, they're laying me off. I'm not getting fired.
Firing is the wrong term.
They're doing it. They're laying me off now. Yeah. I knew it. So I was laid off last Friday morning.
Uh-huh.
I have only shed a total of 2 tears, and it was when I talked to mom for 2 seconds, just because, oh my God, all of a sudden emotion. And I was like, I'm fine. I knew this was coming. Okay. I've been saying this.
Uh-huh.
And I also got, we got like an ominous warning from someone that used to work at the company. So I'm prepared.
You actually told me this over Christmas.
Mm-hmm. I said, end of February, I'll be laid off. Did I say that?
Yeah, because Katie was like, you know, we might have been like a couple of cocktails in, and when you're a couple of cocktails in, you're like, I want to travel here and here and here and here. And so Katie was like, I'm going to be, you know, the plan is to be laid off by February, use my severance to do this, this, this. And I was like, okay. I was like, she's planning for all this.
I knew it was coming.
And now that it happened, you're not making lavish travel plans. No.
Or are you? No, not exactly. I mean, yeah, they gave me good severance, probably like equals around 2 to 3 months.
Okay.
So I have some time. I'm not nervous yet.
I'm happy for you.
Yeah. I'm free.
You are freedom. Free. You, not to shit on your former employer, but you were already thinking about a change.
Yeah.
Let's just say.
Yeah. Yeah. And the whole team dissolved after I left.
So do you think that you're going to hang out in South Carolina for a couple weeks?
I have plans next week.
Back in New York.
Mm-hmm. But I leave on Tuesday, so like, I'll be here for 8 days. Like, I have my book club. I just booked dinner, and then
look at this girl. She's booking dinner. She's not concerned with unemployment.
Yeah, I'll be fine. I'm going to Colombia with a group of my friends next month.
Cartagena.
So that's already... No, we're going to Bogota and then to the mountains of Colombia. So... That's already my fun, lavish trip.
Did you use my gift card for it?
That's exactly what I used it for. I
gifted Katie a Delta gift card for Christmas and also gold status, which she got first class from New York
yeah.
to Charleston.
Yeah. The minute that she was like, would you like a drink when we get to the air? And I said, no. I was like, idiot.
No. White wine. It's actually tough because Craig and I talk about this all the time where it's like, it's so tough to sit down to first class and then they offer you a drink before you take off. Mm-hmm. And it's like I had no interest in drinking, but since you're offering me the drink, sure, let's get a white wine, or let's get like a mimosa, or let's get a, you know, whatever. And then you drink one and then two and, you know, heaven forbid, three. And then you kind of land and you're like, well, shit, I didn't mean to do that.
That's why I don't like drinking at the airport. I don't like...
Because then you land.
I don't like all of a sudden being on the flight and being like, I'm a little tipsy and I'm about to be sober and I'm on this flight. And
And then you land and you're sitting on the tarmac and you're like, this sucks.
Yeah.
This sucks.
That's what I've had to learn.
Did you get... No, you won't get any upgrades flying internationally unless you're Diamond, which I learned the hard way.
No, but I did book a flight for my friend. Like, she used her car. Doesn't matter how I split it the price. But she doesn't have Sky Miles, so I get all of her miles to Colombia.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're gold, they, you know, double. I think you get like, you know, three miles per one, you know, flown.
And I'm gold.
You're gold. Ah! Slay queen, slay. Giving the gift of travel, gosh. Mm. What's a thoughtful gift from me to you? God.
Speaking of, I was telling Austin that for my 30th, we should go on a trip, which is not yet.
That's in 2 years.
Yeah, but we should where do you want to go?
Where do you want to go?
I mean, you said Colombia, but...
No. I want to do something just, you know, different. Like, okay, man, last year I did not even realize how spoiled that I was in travel until like I listed it out. And I was like, oh my God.
Yeah.
You know. Marrakesh and Mykonos and Provence and Saint-Tropez, even though it was just a day, and Amalfi for, you know, fucking 10 days, and Paris and Rome. I was like, oh my God. Like, so going to Marrakesh just made me realize that I want to do something off the wall. So let's do something off the wall.
If you hadn't gone to Australia, I would have said Australia. I think that I would love to go to Chile and Argentina.
I would too.
Yeah.
I haven't been to either.
Costa Rica. We could go surfing. Could also do, I mean, Southeast Asia is big. I'm dying to go. We could go.
I want to go to Tokyo. That's where I want to go.
We should go to Japan because my coworker just went snowboarding in Japan the first week of January. And my birthday's in January. That would be sick if we went skiing in Japan.
So as you guys can see, Katie and I's brains are all over the place. If you have listened to us this long, I commend you because we are scatterbrained to the max. But Katie, that's really all that I wanted you here for, just to, you know, just to chat and to say hey. And besties, just know that I think that Craig is going to jump onto at some point. We wanted to make it happen, but all right. Well, besties, thanks for, and Katie, thanks for joining us and thanks for listening. Hope we made an interesting, 25 minutes and you were able to keep up. You had a laugh or two. We'll see you on Thursday. Until then, much love. Bye.
What's up, Pillows and Beers listeners? I'm Reality Steve. If you're a fan of The Bachelor and all things pop culture, reality TV, you should check out my show, The Reality Steve Podcast, a daily show about The Bachelor, other reality TV shows you may be watching right now. I definitely throw in a lot of Taylor Swift talk and so much more. Search Reality Steve on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcasts.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.